Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sam Legasic.
And I'm Dreadful Dan Gallagher. And we're two old buddies that have lived our life at the edge of the mainstream.
So come join us where things are a little odd. This is the
This earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Oddcast, Movies, Music, and Gaming. Here with me, as always, is Dreadful Dan G. Hello.
Hello, it's me, Dreadful Dan G. How are you, Sam?
Yes, very well, thank you. And today we're going to be doing a little minisode on, well, you know, the drill by now stuff that we've put in our eyes and in our ears and elsewhere, which we can't tell you about. Dan, what have you had on your plate?
Haha, been watching more X-Files, as always.
But where are you up to now again?
I'm still in series 6. I slowed down a little bit. I think I've watched 4 episodes since we last spoke about it.
Right.
The best of which was called Monday.
Right. Which one's that about?
Mulder wakes up in, he's like stuck in a time loop and he keeps going to the bank. And every time he goes there, there is some guy that's robbing the bank and he's got a bomb. And each time he fails and he blows up the bank. And there's this woman who is like stuck living this day every day. And she thinks she's got to somehow stop the bank from being blown up.
Right.
To kind of get out of this time loop. And so it's really, actually really, really well written, incredibly well plotted, really good character kind of work in there, even a little bit of like humour.
I remember this one.
Yeah, it's like Groundhog Day, but it's also like there's a classic Twilight Zone episode that's like this, of someone being stuck and they have to change something to get out of it. So yeah, it's a really good premise for an episode. I highly recommend it. Really cool.
I really like kind of there's one film, a brief tangent, and there's a film called The Endless. Did you ever watch that?
No, what's that?
It's not very good, but basically it's to do with like, it's basically about two brothers, and I think they wrote and directed the film, the actual actors, and it's supposed to be a kind of semi-sequel to another film they did together.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's like, it's about two brothers who left a cult that they grew up in, and for some reason, I can't remember why, but they decide to go back.
Yeah.
And they go back and they realize that no one is aged or anything. Huh. And they're like, this is weird because like we're like 10, 15 years older and everyone looks exactly the same. And then they realize that, spoilers, in around where this place is that they're trapped in some kind of time loop.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other weird stuff that kind of goes on. I can't quite remember. But anyway, like as they're trying to like get out, I vaguely remember they meet people who are trapped in different lengths of time loops. They're kind of getting pulled into this like space. And there's like a gay couple or something, or maybe they're not gay, I can't remember, but two blokes living together who are trapped in one for like a day or something like that. And then you've got, but the one which always stuck in my head was there's a guy who's like trapped for like a second and a half.
Okay.
Literally like...
reliving that second and a half over and over again.
On a constant loop. And he's constantly trying to like get like a clock or something or just escape. But obviously he can't do it. So he's just... And I think he says something like, kill me, please. Or something like that. Like, but it's... yeah, I always remember that stuck in my head. Like, imagine being caught in that much of a... because it's with the
that's,
time...
That's short time.
It's like a day or whatever, as you said. Like, like a week or like... an hour or something, but being caught in like a second, time loop of a second or whatever, would just be...
I'd hate it.
Would just be hell, like absolute hell. Anyway, sorry, but yeah.
What if it was the moment of ejaculation while you're rogering?
You get sick of it. You wouldn't be able to... You'd probably have a heart attack and die within that 1 second. I don't know. There'd be...
but then you'd immediately be resurrected, wake up again and be like... Ugh.
Yeah, I don't think that would be such a good thing. I don't know. Don't know what it do to your mental ability. The fact that you're not like remembering stuff and you're just trapped in this, I don't know, exerted state of exertion constantly. Well, maybe that's the next premise. Maybe that's the next X-Files episode. Do your own.
I write to Chris Carter.
Yeah. Do your own fan fiction.
One thing I've been amazed by reading on up on all these episodes as I go is how many these later ones were written on spec just by guys sending in scripts.
Oh, really?
And they'd be like, yeah, it'd be like, we need a couple more scripts. And they take some on commission and then they'd be like, right, you're hired onto the team for next season.
It's mad. Well, X-Files, like,
we should have written some fucking scripts, man, back in
done it. The X-Files, I know, like, Vince Gilligan cut his teeth on X-Files. And he, for people don't know, he did Breaking Bad and, Better Call Saul and all this stuff. And also the Battlestar Galactica guy. What was his name?
Oh, James Wong?
No, I don't know. James Wong has done stuff, but I didn't know he did
Battlestar Galactica. Darren Morgan? Glenn Morgan?
Well, Glenn Morgan. I don't know what he went on to do.
Those are the big X-Files guys, I think.
Well, the guy I'm thinking of is not that. He's the Battlestar Galactica remake guy. He's done loads since. Oh my God, it's going to really annoy me. Anyway, sorry, talk about the other ones whilst I try and figure it out.
I was going to tell you, in Monday, there's a really nice bit because earlier in the season, there's a two-part episode called Dreamland.
Right.
And like, Mulder gets switched with a guy from the Ministry of Defense. So this guy is in Mulder's body.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's really funny. It's, what's his name? Christopher McKean.
Right.
And he's like, he's just like an asshole.
Yeah, dude, because he's he
tries to seduce Scully.
Yeah, that's right.
And one of the things he does is buy a waterbed for Mulder's flat.
Right.
So it's a nice, and then, basically they get switched back and they can't remember it is the ending, okay, the resolution
right.
of those.
Right.
So in this episode, he wakes up and his waterbed has sprung a leak.
Right.
And every day he starts the day by like calling the neighbor downstairs. No, the phone rings and he's like speaking to the neighbor and explaining. Oh yeah, and it's great because there's like a bit where he's explaining it to Scully. He's like, oh, I'm so late because my waterbed sprung a leak. And she's like, why have you got a waterbed? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. I can't remember buying it. So it's just a nice little reference back to that earlier episode. I thought it was quite nice.
That's nice. I was thinking of, by the way, I was thinking of Ronald D. Moore, who didn't do X-Files at all. Completely got that wrong.
Ronald McDonald,
you know him?
He went straight from flipping burgers to Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, exactly. No, so sorry about that. But yeah, carry on. That sounds like
one of the
other
episodes. A bad episode, Alpha, written by Peter Markle, who isn't a common name on the X-Files, I don't think. Maybe this is one of those ones that was brought in. Anyway, like, we're in the sixth season. And they're doing one about a werewolf.
Right.
Obviously, like, they try and make it a bit sexier by calling it a Wang Shang Doll, which is like a...
Native American name for it or something?
It's going to be. It's Asian. It's an Asian concept, but it's basically a dog that can turn into... No, I mean a man that can turn into a dog.
Right.
And yeah, so they try and pad it out by kind of like having some character stuff that doesn't really work.
Right.
It's really hokey. Yeah. I was just like, it's so mixed, this series. You really feel the quality like tailing off in this one.
It's always like that, isn't it? It's so hit and miss, the whole thing. One of the ones that we
series
saw.
One, two, and three are really solid, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is the this is the most wishy washy, inconsistent series yet.
Right. Yeah, the one that we watched that was dire, was really bad. It was about a little a little guy with no legs, who's in like India or something. And he crawls into the arse of a really fat man and like becomes him or something like that. And
I think that's a great start of an episode. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It was, basically, there's someone that can crawl in someone's arse and take them over.
Yeah. It was really, but like with his little thing and all, like his little trolley. yeah. I still, when it ended, I was still like, I don't understand. I don't understand it.
I can't remember anything more about the episode than that.
Well, I watched it like the other night, and it was, I was just like, so he physically went into them and then they die, but then he kind of can appear as them when he actually, it's basically, I'm just like, so is he like giving off the aura that he looks like someone else, or is he physically inside someone? Because you're saying it's both and I don't understand it. Don't understand
baffling.
Why. And then at the end, he's like back, like at the airport begging for money. And it's like, is that another one? Is that supposed to be the same guy? Like,
I don't know. There's more of them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Yeah,
that reminds me of a film called Bad Milo that we should watch. That's about a creature that lives in someone's arse.
Oh, God.
It's very silly. It's quite funny. Anyway.
What else have you been watching or doing, listening to?
A couple more movies I watched over New Year's. Thank God we're in 2021 now, Sam.
Yeah.
And the corona threat has vanished. The strike of midnight, it just all blew away.
Like nothing. Nothing ever happened.
Straws to the wind. I watched The Hill.
Nope.
I can't remember what year this is from. It's like mid-60s. It's Sidney Lumet or Lumet.
Mm-hmm.
Lumet. He did 12 Angry Men, all that. So I just saw it on like BBC iPlayer. I saw his name. I thought that's going to be good. And it was.
Yeah.
It was really like, you should watch it. Beautifully shot, black and white. Really interesting camera angles. Like they do these really nice sweeping shots at the beginning. It's set in a camp somewhere in like probably in Egypt, I think.
Right.
Second World War. And it's basically, it's a British camp where soldiers are sent to be punished. So maybe they've tried to abscond or they haven't followed orders or they've been thieving.
Mm-hmm.
And they construct something there called the Hill, which they use for like drilling soldiers up and down the hill as punishment. So you get these amazing shots of like the hill and like the kind of the camp, but then everywhere else it's like really claustrophobic, tight little shots of like the men's living quarters, and it just feels really claustrophobic and hot and horrible.
Mm.
And it's one of those kind of classic films. And I reckon like a lot of films like Cool Hand Luke or like Shawshank Redemption, Green Mile, all these kind of probably hark back to this in this examination of like the power struggle and like the individual versus the system and people abusing their power. And that's kind of what happens is like basically one of these guys gets worked to drill to death. And then it's kind of about how the men respond. But I mean, plot wise, not that much happening, but it's kind of like a character study. Of these guys, and Sean Connery is the lead, and he is absolutely fantastic in it. He's just like exudes this presence and power. But yeah, really top quality, top notch piece of film.
Yeah, I've not even heard of it. I have to look out for it.
Yeah, I think it's sunk without a trace.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Is it on? It's on iPlayer.
iPlayer still. Yeah,
BBC iPlayer. Should be.
Okay.
And the other one I saw recently was Sightseers.
Yeah. So that's Alice Lowe, whom I know kind of in a way. And I can't remember the guy, the ginger guy in it.
No, I can't remember his name.
No, but it's by, it's Ben Wheatley.
Yes.
Like with each subsequent film he makes, I like him less, basically, which is a bit of a shame. I enjoyed Sightseers. My mate actually did a short film with that ginger guy in, and apparently he turned up late. He hadn't learned his lines. I think he wasn't getting paid very much, but my mate was just like, come on. He's supposed to be like a professional actor.
Right, yeah.
And it's, some like short film or whatever, but, you know, it's not much to learn for a start. It's not as if you've got a whole film's worth of dialogue or whatever and all this stuff, but apparently he was a bit of a nightmare. Anyway, I'll be put
well, he was great in this. Maybe. He was great. They were both great. I really felt like they knew these characters inside and out. And so then obviously I looked and it's like, okay, they've written it. Makes sense.
Mm.
But I didn't find it that funny, and I actually found the whole thing really grim and depressing. Mm. Like it's that black. So it's a black comedy, but it's just so black that it's like there's nothing to laugh at, and it gets seedier and sleazier and more depressing, and their relationship breaks down. Like basically, you know, they start killing people and they become murderers, but it's not that that's kind of like the depressing bit. It's seeing them go from this like really nice, like romanticized kind of relationship to like selling each other out, having no loyalty, turning on each other, seedy sort of underbelly stuff. But again, that's kind of what's good. There's like really good analysis of like the detail of like the underbelly of provincial English life and like these horrible people that go to like caravanning holidays and caravan parks and, you know, like sad, bored men who just want to hang out with the other men and have a beer and talk about like their bicycles rather than like spending time with their family.
Yeah.
And like nasty, like hen parties. And I kind of thought it would appeal to people who like stuff like Nighty Night, where it's like, it's so dark. There's no light in here, but yeah. But it's really well observed, well written, acted. So at the end, I was kind of like, it's good, but it's a bit too much for me.
Yeah, I remember quite liking it, but I wasn't blown away or anything. It wasn't like Kill List, which is one of the films we should... Have you seen Kill List?
No.
Oh, mate. That's one of my favourite horror films in the last... One of my favourite British films of the last... Fucking hell, I don't know. What, 15, 20 years, probably?
Let's do it.
Ben Wheatley. I think it's been on our list for a while.
Oh, is it that?
It should be. Because I think I bought it. I'm pretty sure I've got it on Blu-ray somewhere. But that's really good. And the first time I watched Kill List, so I saw Down Terrace, which is Ben Wheatley's first film, and I heard a lot about it. And I really enjoyed it. It's basically like, imagine, it's got some people from like EastEnders in it, but imagine like EastEnders kind of like gangster, you know, fucking hell, mate, and all this stuff. But like,
brutal.
They want to be like, but like in a very docile, normal suburban house.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's all very close. It's all like they're coming in. So there's just like, it's just like a normal like older couple, really. They just happen to be part of like an organized crime unit, and their son is a bit of a he's having a few problems, if I remember rightly. It's like a bit older.
Any problems? What, with sexuality?
No, well, I can't remember that. Well, I think there is an element of that, but it's more that he's like getting really angry, and I don't think he wants to be. He has like violent like outbursts, like his dad does, and all this stuff, and goes against his dad or something like that. I can't quite remember, but because I haven't seen it since it came out. That's yonks ago now. But yeah, and then Kill List was the second film. And that went into more like a Wicker Man style kind of venue, okay, which is very different from that first film. And then
Wicked Man.
Wicked Man, but Wicker. Not the Nicolas Cage one. It was more like the original. And yeah, he did, what else did he do? He did like, and then, yeah, so he did Sightseers, which I think was his third. Oh no, wait, he did a Field in England. Maybe that was before.
I've seen that.
Field in England had a few really good bits.
Mm.
80% of it was shit, in my opinion, and boring. But it kind of...
I quite like that about it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It kind of was held up by these bits. So I didn't it.
Yeah. You need those long, boring bits to create the unique atmosphere of that film.
Yeah, I think part of it was that it looked cheap.
Oh.
And it was like, there's a war going on over there. And then it started to look a bit like BBC drama, almost, reenactment. And I was like, this looks really like fucking cheap and shit. And it was shot very cheap, I remember. But yeah, one little link is that as well, this guy called Gareth Tunley, who you'd recognise, he's been in a few things. But he got nominated, not for any, might have been for BAFTA or something, but he did a film a few years back called the something, I can't remember. But he came in when I was working at one of my old companies. A friend of mine called Bill was like, oh, can you meet this guy, Gareth? He wants to be a director, basically. And I sat with him and he was like, oh, he goes, I'm actually friends with Ben Wheatley. And I was like, yeah, you're the vicar in Kill List. Like, I've seen you and stuff. And he's like, yeah. He goes, well, me and Ben are friends and I've been doing like some documentary stuff on his actual films and all this stuff, but I want to do more of my own bits and pieces. He was like, I was wondering if you could show me some of my stuff. And he showed me these things that he'd like shot in a school or something like that. Like these little, they weren't like, they were kind of info.
You had to report him to the police.
Yeah, no, why are you showing me these things of kids? No, it was like little, almost like documentary things. And he was like, yeah, I just went in there with a camera, asked if I could do it, whatever. So these little bits, which I was like, I remember thinking, okay, like weird. And also I was like, they were pretty badly shot. Like I was like, this is really ropey. And I was like, yeah. So I would suggest getting a DOP, director of photography, or like a professional cameraman of some sort to do this for you, because these shots are quite like messy, if you ask me. And I know you're like working with like the natural light or whatever and all this, but it just looked like quite not very good. So I was like, you know, at this point, bearing in mind he's like much older than me, I was like, at this point it isn't something that, you know, I'd say like go away and come back, basically. So he's like, okay, cool. And he went off and then he like made some proper like in British indie flick, which did really well.
Oh really?
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called. I can look it up whilst we're talking about it. But yeah, I think he was like looking for to cut his teeth on some like corporate or, you know, work or some commercial work or whatever. And he invited me to a short film actually. And I remember specifically it was the day, because as before I walked in, I sat and streamed the Xbox One launch. So that's how long ago it was. It was on that specific day. The Ghoul, that was it, 2016. which I haven't watched, but it's got the bloke in it is like he's one of his actor comedian mates. Yeah, would it get a BAFTA award for outstanding debut by a British writer, director, or producer? So he got nominated for that. It was a nomination. So yeah, what do I know, basically? What the hell do I know? Which is nothing.
You set him on the right direction.
Well, I was basically like, you need to...
For success.
Yeah, like, this isn't good enough. Basically, go away and do more. And now he's, you know, done all these interviews. He's done really well. So, you know, good on him. Rufus Jones, that's the guy in it. Alice Lowe's in that as well, because they're all mates. They're all mates with each other. Tom Meaton,
bloody
the main guy.
Incestuous scene.
Yeah.
Who you know, what you know. Who you blow.
Let's leave it there for now. But we're going to see all you guys back on Sunday for a brand new spanking episode. So make sure you come back to watch it. Kiss my
Listen
face.
To it.
And goodbye to everyone. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Oddcast Movies, Music and Gaming. If you want to get in touch with us or get a movie, album or game put on our list to discuss, then email us at oddcastoddballs@gmail.com or anewwinterpodcast@gmail.com. This is part of a New Winter Podcast Network, so head on over to anewwinter.net to check out our other shows. You can also follow us on Instagram at anewwinter, Twitter at anewwinter, and you can head on over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/anewwinter. Thanks for listening and see you again soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.